With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Federal officials have opened an investigation into Jack Smith, the former special counsel who investigated then-Canada Donald Trump before his re-election. More on this story from Bob Agnew.
The Office of Special Counsel, an independent federal agency, has confirmed that Smith is now under investigation on suspicions he engaged in illegal political activity. Smith was named special counsel to investigate Donald Trump by then-Attorney General Merrick Garland in November of 2022. He prosecuted two federal cases against Trump in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election. The president and his Republican allies, including Senator Tom Cotton, have accused Smith of violating the Hatch Act, a federal law that bans certain public officials from engaging in political activity. Bob Agnew reporting.
Protesters in Thailand, angered by the deadly clash with Cambodia, are demanding the resignation of their prime minister.
Thais protested for the second time in over a month to denounce their leader, Paitongtarn Shinawat, who they say betrayed the nation in a leaked phone conversation with the former Cambodian leader. The Thai Constitutional Court suspended Shinawat over the call and is deliberating whether to evict her from office permanently. As the demonstration's drumbeats rang through Bangkok, the memory of the deadly five-day border clash still lingered. A fragile ceasefire to the worst conflict between Thailand and Cambodia in decades appears to be holding. I'm Naeon Kim.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says blame for the humanitarian crisis in Gaza falls squarely on the back of Hamas.
They're the ones who still hold hostages. They're the ones who killed innocent Israelis back on October the 7th. And they refuse to allow these food supplies to make their way to the Palestinians who presumably they are supportive of.
Senator Cornyn spoke with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. America's churches continue to be vandalized. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Around the time the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022, law enforcement saw an uptick in the number of attacks on houses of worship. The problem has not abated. Less than 2 weeks ago, St. Elizabeth of Hungary Church in Pleasant Hills, Pennsylvania, was covered in graffiti. Other houses of worship have been burned or had windows broken. There's also been a surge in attacks on churches across Canada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says transgender athlete policies violate Title IX, the 1972 federal law that bans discrimination in education based on sex. This is SRN News. Correspondent Keith Peters issues a warning about some popular energy drinks.
Energy drinks that mistakenly contain vodka are being recalled in more than a half dozen states. High Noon is recalling two production lots of High Noon Beach Variety packs because some contain cans with vodka inside that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe energy drink. The company says the cans contain vodka seltzer and were mislabeled as Sparkling Blue Raz flavored Celsius Astro Vibe energy drinks. The packs were distributed to retailers in Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters, Washington.
One of country music's grandest ladies died from complications of an intestinal infection. Jeannie Seeley had undergone numerous surgeries recently and also battled pneumonia. Over the years, she had appeared in more than 5,400 times at the Grand Ole Opry. Last night's performances were dedicated to her. Jeannie Seeley was 85. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.